Well, good morning. 7:32:16. We'll take a full look at your forecast coming up here in just a little bit. This morning, we are talking about your worst injuries. Kiki, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm preparing myself because if I have to see those photos on Facebook, I might die.
I'm a little worried that you're going to pass out on air.
That's a big possibility, I promise you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to tilt my computer screen towards you here. We're not going to do it yet.
So I can do it from a distance? We're kind of far.
Oh, maybe I should have you
No. This is okay.
You should laptop. Okay. All right, so 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We're talking about your worst injuries. You are very injury prone.
I am.
If you missed the story recently of Kiki falling out of the tub, that's just one of many that happens all the time. You're just always bruised.
I know.
Which is bad for me as a husband because I'm like, no, it wasn't me.
No,
she's
you beat
just
me.
Jesus, lady.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but it's like with a bag of oranges, so it doesn't leave bruises, all right? It's horrible. What's your worst injury? You've broken a lot of bones, haven't you?
I think the worst. Probably the worst one. Yeah, I've fractured my arm in basketball in high school. But I'd say the worst one is riding my four-wheeler through a barbed wire fence.
First of all, it's barbed wire
fence. That's what I said. So barbed wire fence.
I got to translate my wife's hillbilly accent here. You went through a barbed wire fence on a four wheeler.
Yes, a barbed wire fence.
Yes, that's it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So yes, it's the same thing.
Exactly the same thing.
Barbed wire.
Nope.
You do actually. You got a pretty good scar on your
my face.
On your face.
It goes from my jaw. You know, right where my jaw is, my cheek and my jaw, all the way down my neck.
It's a good size scar. And how old were you when you did that?
I think I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
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 I was under 10.
It's pretty scary. And then, so you've broken your wrist or your forearm.
No, I've broken my arm.
Right, your arm.
Yeah.
What else have you done?
Countless. Well, I had to wear knee pads and elbow pads in all my sports.
And is that what you call
them? And I had like a compression. I had a compression thing on there. I had fluid in my elbows from all the times of smacking my elbows on floors. Fluid in my knees.
You're constantly injured.
Countless
basically
sprained
where we're at.
Injury.
But I think the four-wheeler barbed wire fence is probably worse.
Yeah.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yep.
Would hurt.
I've fallen a few times on ice skating.
Yeah.
And ice skating on our pond. I fell and I smashed my chin. I busted my chin open one time.
We just need to have you like that kid in Little Giants that's just wrapped in bubble wrap. I think that's the only thing that would keep you safe. I'll be honest. I've never been hurt that bad. I think the worst injury is when I rolled my ankle playing football. And I had to like limp around for a little bit. I did throw a knife in my foot once, but it wasn't that bad.
It's not very manly.
I'm just tough. I'm not a pansy like you, and I don't get hurt all the time.
I just don't think you're taking enough risks.
God, are you kidding? Have you seen my brother? Good Lord. Growing up with him every single day was a chance at a severe injury. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Your worst injuries. We're going to talk about this, and we're going to get Kiki's reaction to some Facebook posts. Oh, my God. There's so many good ones. That's the only one I think you've seen
so far.
I've
seen that one. Yeah.
And that one's pretty good. All right. Stick around. We're going to have Kiki's reaction to these injuries, and we want to hear your worst injuries coming up in just a few. It's the Plan B Morning Show. I'm so excited.
WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Kiki.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. 7:47. Talking about your worst injuries today. Are you ready, Kiki?
I'm really not.
Are you ready? Okay. You got to fall. I'm going to be watching you. Okay. So, obviously, we've talked about it. Kiki is very accident prone, which made me think of this topic. Because it's just funny when people fall and hurt themselves. In my mind.
No, it is.
So we got a lot of great comments on Facebook. Anna posted her daughter got a nice little welt. How many? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like 5 stitches.
Yeah.
That's a nice one. But little girl.
Huge goose egg on her arm.
Big old goose egg on the forehead.
Massive gash.
Ugh. But she looks like she's handled it like a champ.
No, she's a strong little lady.
All right. Here you go.
Oh my gosh! Oh my God, I can't feel my fingers.
So,
I can't get it out of my mind. I don't want to play anymore.
So Shiloh posted pretty much after a long Memorial Day weekend, a bench grinder at the machine shop malfunctioned, sucked in all but his pinky. Look at it.
I already saw it. It's already stuck in my head.
Oh, wow. Shiloh, that is.
It's like a horror movie.
Look, you can see the bone.
It's like a horror movie.
It's in the bone.
I don't want to do this.
All right. Okay, good. Let's take it a little easier now. This is good. Jennifer put her arm through a window. My brother did that once.
I can't do this.
This one's fine.
I can't do this.
Look, no, this is just a little scar.
You can still see the fingers.
It's a scar. Look. Yeah, I promise you.
Okay, cool.
Look,
I
there.
See it.
Okay, so that's a good one,
scars
Jennifer.
Scars are still really bad. I still get really squeamish when I see nasty scars.
Well,
because
I think you can kind of picture it, but putting your hand through a window, that's scary,
man.
Oh,
my God. I really can't do this.
All right, you can. Honestly. Look, this is fine. All right.
My whole body is shaking.
Okay, this one's no picture. Naomi got into a car accident while pregnant. That one's kind of scary.
Yeah,
she broke her nose in two places, broke a sinus bone, broke her right cheekbone, 3-inch gash in the forehead. Ooh!
I'm laughing because I'm nervous because I honestly think I'm going to pass out.
Don't pass out. All right, Lindsay posted a picture of her son. He ran into head first into a steel handrail. Look at that. That's a nice one.
Okay. Oh, God. That's even bigger gash on the forehead than the first
that's
one.
Before it got closed up. Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh! Had a kid.
My eyes are watering. I'm so sweaty right now.
Marty fell down the stairs, caught his foot between the bottom step.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, you've fallen down a few stairs.
I fall up the stairs even.
Caitlin posted a picture of her son. Ooh, hit the concrete.
Nope. Oh, no.
Oh, that's rough. Oh, buddy, that's rough. Road rash, son. It looks like, you know, all these kids look like they're handling it really well. I'm impressed with these kids.
They're in shock.
Yeah.
They can't see themselves and how bad it looks.
Oh. Cartilage replaced in the knee.
Oh, my God. What the heck? Who has a picture of that?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, I can't. I really can't do this.
Let's see. Samuel ripped his bicep from his shoulder. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Lori, she was out walking the dog. That's not too bad. A little bit of road rash on the nose. The dog cut in front of her. I'm always worried about doing that because our dogs like to walk right underneath our feet.
Oh, I've played that two-step in game when I've ran with the dogs for sure.
Amanda.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at the bruise.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah. That's a nice
She had two complete ligament tears.
I can handle that. Okay. What's coming up? That looks nasty. What's coming up?
Nothing too bad. Lindsay, 38 stitches in her face from a dog bite.
Owie.
Ow.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What is that one?
That one, I don't know, but it's rough.
Oh, my God.
Look at the pins in the bone.
No.
It's in the bone.
I see the bone.
Ripped off toenail.
No.
Ripped off toenail.
Oh, my God.
Look at what Damon did.
We need it.
Look at what
Oh, my God.
This is the greatest thing in the world. This is the greatest. All right, we got to take a quick break. Kiki's got to fan herself off.
I gotta go outside.
We're going to be all right. More worst injuries to come.
Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Kiki.
Good morning.
7:58. Are you doing all right? You going to make it?
I feel like crap. I feel exhausted and drained right now.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, hilarious.
And I'm sorry I put you through it.
Hilarious for you.
But you know what? That's just comedy gold. All right, don't worry. I won't show you anymore.
No, I can't.
Thank you to everybody who posted on Facebook. That turned out so much better than I ever imagined.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Made my morning. Great.
Golly.
925-WIRX, 925-9479, your worst injuries. Let's take a couple phone calls here. What was your worst injury?
The worst injury I had was... I had a gun that my girlfriend wanted to see at the time. I pulled the clip out of it. When I went to take the bullet out of the chamber, it went off. I shot myself in the hand.
Ow! Larry, no!
Yeah, that was back in the 90s, and every now and then I still have some pain in my hand.
Ow! But, God, I guess
very
so.
Very painful.
Yeah, you got shot in the hand, man.
All right. Well, it was my own damn fault.
Could you see through your hand? Did you have a hole in there that you could see through?
No, it wasn't that big of a gun.
No. All right, well, next time, make sure it's big enough that you can see through your hand at least, all right?
Yeah, and then take a picture, right?
There you go, exactly. All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Bye. Kiki, the look on your face there, I thought you were probably thinking Larry shot somebody.
I did. I thought maybe he shot someone.
Don't worry. He shot himself. It's all right. WIRX, hello.
Hey, it's Pancake.
Hey, what's up, Pancake?
Hey, I cut about a third of my pinky off in college on a table saw.
Ooh, at least that's a clean cut, you know?
Yeah, I didn't even know I did it at first.
So. Yeah, yeah, that's one of those ones, if you are to cut anything off, you should do it with the table saw.
Yeah, but I get 10% off on my manicures.
Hey!
So.
That is hilarious. All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Later.
All right, maybe we should nip off a finger or two of yours so we can get a discount when you go get your nails done.
First of all, I never get my nails done.
You do.
No, I don't.
You do them yourself, and you'll just save time. If you're missing a digit or two, that's less time.
You know how common it is, though? I always meet people who are missing, like, parts of their fingers.
Your
grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. His ring finger. He got it caught around the rope. He was roping cattle. And he got it caught
and just
yanked it right off.
I'm surprised I haven't lost any digits, you know?
Yeah, I am too, actually.
I'm very reckless with power tools.
So. Oh, you know what? I used to build cabinets back in the day in college. So I was watching the main guy. He was using the saw. Table saw?
Yep. Yeah.
And I saw him. He cut his hand open.
Well, that's what we were saying.
And there was blood everywhere. So that story reminded me of that.
Yeah.
And all I could picture was, oh, my God, this guy.
If you are going to cut anything off, use a table saw because it's a real clean cut.
Oh, God.
Just a real quick nip. Take it right off. Rip it right off.
It's a real clean cut. Rock 106.